Let's have the Senate Judiciary come to order. It is 1:53 in the afternoon of February the 4th, 2009. We have a quorum here. Senator McGuire is here, Senator Elton, myself, Senator French, and Senator Wilikowski. We are here to do confirmation hearings on two individuals, Skip Cook and Herman Walker, who have put themselves forward for confirmation to the Select Committee on Legislative Ethics. Gentlemen, are either one of you or both on the line?
This is Herman Walker, and I am present.
Mr. Walker, welcome. Good afternoon. Pleased to have you in front of the committee. I'm virtually certain that everybody here knows who you are, but for the purposes of making a record, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and why you want to serve on the Select Committee on Legislative Ethics?
Well, my name is Herman Gene Walker, Jr., and I have this be my third term on the committee upcoming. And to be honest with you, I wasn't sure I wanted to do it again. When Joey said I need to make a decision, I took my time thinking about it. I've been on it for three terms, and I discussed it with my family and talked it over with Joyce, and I made a decision to go forward one more time, and mainly because hopefully we're coming to an end of an era, and there's a lot of changes that have occurred, a lot of events that have occurred, and I felt that for the next upcoming 3 years during my term that continuity would be very important as we transition with the new rules and things changing. The ethics code is an ever-changing beast, if I could use that term, and I think continuity and some historical knowledge of where we came from and where we're going would be important.
Mr. Walker, this is Senator French. I couldn't agree with you more, and I really appreciate your willingness to continue. I have served on that committee. It is not an easy job, and so all I can say is thank you for your service. The state of Alaska is lucky to have you doing that. If I remember correctly, it doesn't pay you a nickel for doing that, does it?
No, and I'm losing money as I sit here now.
Right. So we'll try to speed you along. Those are all the comments and questions I have. Other questions, comments, reminiscences from members of the committee? Senator Elton.
Thanks. And I, too, want to thank you for just making a very difficult decision, Herman. And just very, very quickly, because I realize you are losing money. How have you dealt with the client issue? You know, being appointed to the public board, has that been a problem for you?
It hasn't. I haven't had any real conflict issues. I did have was asked to represent individuals when the whole vehicle thing came down from the corporation side of it, which of course I declined. But other than that, I have not really had any issues.
Okay. Thanks, Herman. And again, thanks for deciding to stay on.
Senator McGuire has a question.
Thank you. And thank you, Herman, as well. You've been on for all the years, even since I was in the House. And so we appreciate your service to the state. My question is sort of a follow-up to the discussion that was started the other day here in the building with respect to what the committee might recommend in terms of constituent advocacy, and so that the thread of that conversation has continued on in the building among members, and certainly I hope you didn't view that as antagonistic towards you or the members of the committee. I think the frustration you know that you heard is simply about the, you know, the practice that we've had of really advocating for our constituents and not knowing where that line is. And I just wondered if you had any further thoughts on that or direction for perhaps this committee or us here in the legislature.
You really need to look at that statute and defining what constituent services are. Well, part of the issue and part of the problem is how the term benefit is defined, and that could basically include everything that you do as your job on behalf of your constituents. And then the other piece of that, of course, is the statute itself. And I know Skip knows the statute off the top of his head. I can't remember the numbers specifically. But it basically says you can't use your office for the private benefit of another. And so you really got to look at those two issues, the definition of benefit, and how that's going to, and how you're going to set the parameters. It really made it very difficult for us. We took one shot at that, and of course, and just so everyone realizes, part of the reason why we came up with the time limit was based on some suggestions by other legislators, because it is such a hard problem to deal with. But that, I think, is the crux as far as trying to define that fine line, and it's not going to be easy. I think there may be some parameters in place when it comes to dealing with different department heads and what your limitations are, but how far can you go? It's going to be a tough question, but I think that's what really needs to be looked at is the definitions of benefit and how that relates to the statute as pertaining to using your office for the private benefit of another.
Okay, thank you.
Other questions or comments for Mr. Walker while we have him in front of us? I don't hear or see any at this point. Then I would solicit a motion to forward Mr. Walker's name onto the full body.
So moved.
Senator McGuire has moved that Mr. Walker's name be forwarded onto the full Senate, both bodies for confirmation. Is there any objection to the motion? Hearing and seeing none. I will read the letter just so everyone's clear, again, exactly what the motion is. In accordance with AS 246130, the Senate Judiciary Committee has reviewed the following with regard to confirmation of the appointment by Chief Justice Dana Fabe, Select Committee on Legislative Ethics, Herman G. Walker, Jr. There were no stated objections to the named individual. This does not reflect an intent by any of the members to vote for or against the individual during any further sessions. And thank you so much, Mr. Walker, for being here with us today.
I thank you.
Now then, Mr. Cook, are you available?
Yes, I'm here in Fairbanks at the LIO.
Mr. Cook, it's nice to hear your voice. Welcome to the committee this afternoon. You, I guess my opening question for you is, who has served longer, you or Herman Walker?
I think I've served longer than Herman.
I would have guessed that as well, but I didn't want to be wrong about that. We are all familiar with who you are and your lengthy service. We appreciate that. But for the record, just why don't you tell us how long you've been on the committee, a little bit about your background, and why it is that you are seeking reconfirmation to this important body.
All right. You're fading a bit. I hope I'm not fading at that end.
No, we can hear you. We can hear you very well.
All right. Yes, I've been on the committee since 1998. So I have had a fairly good look at the ethics statute as it both existed at the outset and has evolved a bit over the years. Some of that change. Oops. Whoa.
We're working on that, and while you're taking a break, I'll let the record reflect that Senator Terry has joined us. Welcome, Senator. We've just passed Mr. Walker's name onto the full body, and Mr. Cook is here in front of us now. Please proceed.
Some of that change in the statute over the years has been due to the fact that the committee has found areas that it had difficulty dealing with. They needed to be better defined, or there needed to be exceptions, or whatever. There is still some of that difficulty with the act, as you just discussed a few moments ago. I think over the years I've gained pretty good insight into the workings of the legislature. I've enjoyed my associations with both the public members on the committee and the legislators on the committee. I believe that continuity is important. The way the committee is structured, there's a fair amount of turnover on the committee regardless. So I've been encouraged to stay on because both the administration and some of the committee members have felt that it would be useful if I did so. I'm willing to. I've sort of built this into my schedule so that I can attend the meetings and so on. And I enjoy the work and would like to continue serving.
Mr. Cook, thank you for the opening statement. I'll you may or may not have heard me thank Mr. Walker for his lengthy service. I think it's extremely important to have that continuity. You've served even longer. If there were ever were a thankless job, the Select Committee on Legislative Ethics has got to be one of those. And yet it is important. The public does depend on us to police ourselves, and that committee is a crucial part of that apparatus. So I thank you. I don't have any further questions for you. Let me see if any other members of the committee do. I'm looking around. I think we know you too well, Mr. Cook. I hate to say that, but I think there's just an enormous trust and respect for you that that's the reason why the committee is not grilling you. So I hope you're not disappointed. But
no, not at all.
I think the committee. I would solicit a motion then for Mr. Cook.
Mr. Chair, I would move that we move Mr. Cook's nomination onto the full Senate, onto the full House and Senate for confirmation.
Is there objection to that motion? Hearing and seeing none, that'll be the action of the committee. And I've got a letter here for you all to sign. I read the motion just a few minutes ago. I know Senator Terrio is familiar with it, that it's not a promise to vote for or against any nominee. It's just the action of the committee is to send your name on to both bodies. So, Senator Terrio.
Mr. Chairman, just like to put on the record that Mr. Cook is in a business partnership with my wife.
I appreciate that. Thanks for that disclosure, Senator. Anything else to come before the committee? If not, we are adjourned, and have a good day. Skip Cook.
Thank you, and I would just would like to second Herman's comments that we do solicit the input from the legislature on the matter of constituent services. It will be very helpful to the committee for some additional definition.
Makes good sense. Thanks for that.
Thank you.